Praise the Lord. If you go to Luke chapter 1, please. I've got a short, just a few minute meditation for you to prep for the word Sam's going to bring. He preached in Wichita last night and sent me the notes for what he did, and I was just really stirred up by it, and I told him, I'd love to hear it for us here today. So I want to just say, give you a few thoughts from a meditation I had about losing your life at Christmas and the story of Mary and Joseph that we've all heard 100 times, but maybe lift a couple of things out from their experience that might help us in this season. So in Luke chapter 1, you guys remember the story. I don't need to read all of it, but you remember in verse 28, the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And then he goes through and explains what's about to happen to her. She will conceive and she will bear a son and who his name will be. And she says, "How will this be? I'm a virgin." And then she finishes with saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Or as some other translations say, "Be it unto me according to your word." So a couple thoughts. Mary received the call of the cross, and she had to choose how she was going to respond to the call of the cross. And why this was the call of the cross, as you well know, as you might think about that for a moment, is that Mary was being asked to lose her life in terms of the favor that she had with her fiancé. She was being asked to lose her life and the favor that she had with her in-laws and her friends, family members, and society. This is why the Lord came to her through Gabriel and said, "You are favored in the sight of God." And then he repeated again, "You are highly favored," because Mary was about to fall out of favor with everybody else for having a baby that supposedly came supernaturally in her womb, which everybody on the earth knows doesn't happen, right? Everybody knows where babies come from. So she was about to speak, she was about to say something that no one was going to believe unless they had faith to believe it. So she was about to go through a valley of disfavor with a lot of people. So she was being encouraged by the angel, "You found favor with God." And she needed to hear that. So she heard the call of the cross, and then she had to process that over how was she going to handle that. There's a lot for a teenage girl to think about. And she responded in obedience. He said, "Don't be afraid." And so she responded in obedience, and she said, "Be it unto me according to your word," or "Let your word to me be fulfilled." So as a disciple, she heard the call to lose her life. She pondered it. She counted the cost. Remember, Jesus says, you don't build a tower unless you count up. If you have enough money to build, you don't go to war unless you got enough troops to go to war. She counted the cost for that moment. I'd love to see that interaction, how long it took her to think about that. But she responded in faith. And then came the hard part for her to walk out. And then Joseph got taken into this. So Matthew chapter 1, if you'd go to your left there and look at Joseph's story. Chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, his fiancé. But before they had come together, she was found to be pregnant. That phrase really stuck with me. She was found to be pregnant. Can you imagine with me for a moment, Mary, having received this word from Gabriel, sitting down with this probably ruggedly handsome knight in shining armor guy she's waited for her whole life, Joseph, and she breaks the news to him, "I'm pregnant." And then could you imagine Joseph's response? Joseph was a noble man, and he was a very wise man. He probably didn't talk a lot, I'm guessing. He thought things through a long time before he responded. I would imagine Joseph was a little bit hacked off, because he then went to, "I'm going to divorce her." That's what he concluded, was, "I'm going to divorce her." So we don't know how many interactions they had, but can you imagine Mary's sorrow for just a moment, guys? She accepted the life of Christ. She said yes to Christ. And then what did she have? Man, she had a famine in her relationship with Joseph. She had a hard time. Can you imagine her telling her parents and her family and her friends? I mean, she was going through a rough time. losing her life for the sake of Christ, truly. She tells Joseph this. Joseph was a faithful man. Now Joseph is getting the call to lose his life. Can you imagine Joseph's torment that he went through in his mind? Joseph, the deep thinker, having to deal with the battle in his mind over those days or weeks or however long it took. He had to go back and deal with the reality that babies don't just get in wombs for no reason. He had to take a step of faith. He had to overcome his mind raging against him to leave this woman. He had to exercise faith and really say yes to the cross to put his mind on hold and walk in faith for a moment. This is hard for Joseph. He had to lose his life too because of his reputation of taking a pregnant woman as his wife. But after verse 20, after Joseph had considered this, deep thinker, thought about it, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Spoke the same thing to Joseph about losing his life. Do not be afraid about taking Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. What Mary's telling you is true. What she said to you is true. Don't be afraid to take her home. It's going to be okay, Joseph. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. So Mary receives the call of the cross. She answers in obedience. Be it unto me according to your word. Joseph receives the call of the cross. Take this woman as your wife. And he responds in obedience. He woke up and he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Then Joseph had to lose his life. Every young man knows when you get married, you don't want to wait 9 months later to consummate your marriage. And noble Joseph accepted the cross and he waited to consummate his marriage until after the baby came. So just a simple thought for you guys, but in this Advent season, the reason we're called to give up our life is because something better awaits us. I wonder if we could talk to Mary and Joseph right now, if they'd say they regret those decisions. Would they regret the decision to take the public humiliation, the disgrace, and waiting to consummate them? Would they regret that? No, for eternity into eternity, they are going to be honored. And I'll just tell you, brothers and sisters, as Jesus came to us in this season at Christmas, he's coming to us now, and he's saying, give me your life. Give me all of your life. Give me every aspect of your life, regardless of how it affects you in society or in your relationships whatsoever. And I promise you, you do not have to fear. It's from me. This will be very good for you. He promises us that. So just as a reminder, in this season, say yes to the cross. Life will follow after that. Amen.